The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Arthur Idala on AM 970, The Answer.
This is the Arthur Idala Power Hour with quintessential New Yorker, attorney Arthur Idala, New York's go-to lawyer. He's here to share his stories from in the courtroom and around the city with interviews from high-profile guests and everyday folks calling in to talk about everything from politics, lifestyle, health and wellness, and more. And now your host, making the case for the city he loves, attorney Arthur Idala.
6:03 on a Tuesday night. It's Arthur Idala live and local here at 546 Fifth Avenue, the home of Idala, Bertuna, and Kamins. And, you know, I sound upbeat and I'm trying to be upbeat, but wow, there's just been a little bit too much death around here. I mean, that poor police officer, that's killing me. The poor person who is standing on the subway platform and gets pushed in front of a train, that's killing me. And then the videos of this cargo ship going in and taking down the Francis Key Bridge, Scott Key Bridge, is like, you know, and back in the day, there wasn't that kind of technology to capture such a tragedy. It is really, really breaking my heart.
Arthur, have you been over that bridge before?
Or? So many times. So many times. So many people I spoke with today, but I will tell you, I am, it's just Alex and I here today. We did a great job last night, if I may say so myself, out in the street. It's never that easy doing the remotes. It was fun, lighthearted. And then, you know, as soon as we got off the air, I got hit with the bad news about, the police officer, Diller. That's breaking my heart. It really is. Show tonight will be a lot more serious. We have James Rosen coming on. He is the chief White House correspondent for Newsmax, the author of the Justice Scalia book, the first volume. The second volume is coming out later on. You know, I just came back from Joe Matone. He is a famous New Yorker. You know, this show is all about New York. He's a very famous New Yorker, a true American success story. Working his way up, going to law school, probably the first person in his family to graduate high school and then college and then law school. And he did very, very, very well in the world of real estate, primarily in Queens. He's known as being a Queens man. So generous with his money in terms of scholarships, helping many communities, but especially the Italian-American community. So I drove this afternoon from my Midtown office all the way out to Douglasdale, Queens. And it took quite some time, but on the way back, this is a total guess, folks, but they must be either transporting the police officer Diller's body or his family, because at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the Long Island Expressway heading east, so we're, you know, right in the beginning of rush hour, was closed by Highway 3 and 4. You know what that traffic scene looked like at the Horace Harding Boulevard on the side of the Long Island Expressway? Wow. I mean, people must still be there. But, you know, that family deserves that kind of honor and that kind of escort. What a waste. What a shame. And, you know, everyone wants to blame people when these things happen. Of course, that's a natural instinct, and there's a lot of blame to go around. But if you listen to this show regularly, which I know a lot of people do, and you know, you hear the police guests that we have, you hear Ingrid Lewis Martin, the chief advisor to the mayor, it is so obvious that one of the major issues that needs to be fixed has to do, we have to look back at the whole bail reform issue. And look, I'm a defense attorney, right? So you would think like, oh yeah, I want everyone out on bail. No. Before I'm a defense attorney, first and foremost, I'm a family man. I'm a son, I'm a husband, I'm a brother, I'm a father, an uncle, a friend. I want everyone to be safe. I want everyone to be safe. And the fact that judges now have people with 20, 30, 40 arrests, 5, 6, 7 warrants in front of them, and they cannot set any form of bail, reasonable bail, $1,000, $1,500, is ridiculous. And it is statistically proven that those people, these recidivists, are committing so many of these crimes. This guy, I think his name is Rivera, he's got a criminal record. Now, he wasn't out on bail or anything. He had finished doing his probation. But overall, I mean, the subway, I mean, this comes down primarily to state laws. You know, it's very easy to blame Eric Adams. And I'm not saying, you know, he's the mayor, right? The buck stops here. The buck stopped with Giuliani, with Koch, with Bloomberg, with de Blasio, with Dinkins, go all the way back. So the buck stops there. In my opinion, if I was talking to the mayor today, which I did not, I would say, Eric, this is the perfect opportunity for you to sit down with Cousins and Hasty, the people who are running, because I think Hochul is kind of on board, but she doesn't seem to have the power, the juice, the way Andrew Cuomo seemed to power through back in the day. She doesn't seem to have that power to say, we have to make some adjustments. We're not saying to take all the whole bail laws and throw them out the window, the new laws that came into effect in 2019, but there needs to be some adjustments. We're losing the city. Look, you guys know what a cheerleader I am. You know how I feel about the NYPD and how I feel about this city. But on the same day, when you have a police officer getting killed, shot at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, not at 5 o'clock in the morning, then you have a poor guy who was going to work and coming home from work being killed on the subway platform. Where, you know, I ride the subway all the time. I mean, the only reason why I didn't go to Douglas and Queens on the subway, I should have taken the Long Island Railroad as opposed to driving. But if I start feeling afraid, that's a problem. I think Eric Adams needs to use this as an opportunity to do two things. Number one, jump up and down in Albany and say, guys, you know, your assembly people and senators from Queens, the Bronx, Manhattan, and Brooklyn, the Staten Island people usually are falling on the right side of these issues, to be honest. We got a dead cop. Can we fix this now? Can we step up and do something about this? And then after he gets over that train, he's got to try to go down to the White House and or to Chuck Schumer or to Hakeem Jeffries and say, you remember almost 40 years ago when you gave David Dinkins all of that money to bring in all those new cops? I forget what it was called. Safe City, Safe Streets. I think that was the initiative. Well, I need it now. I need it now. This is Manhattan. This is the five boroughs. This is New York. We provide so much federal tax dollars here. It's Wall Street. It's Broadway. This is part of the fabric of the United States of America. And now we need some help. So help us. Now, I will tell you, I'm not telling stories out of school. Eric Adams and City Hall has not gotten the access that they thought they should have from the White House. But I know they have the ability to talk to Chuck Schumer. We have the two leaders. They're both from Brooklyn. Schumer's from Brooklyn. Hakeem Jeffries is from Brooklyn. And now Eric Adams was the Brooklyn Borough President from Brooklyn. You know, Eric, you gotta just be a little, he tries to be very diplomatic. And, you know, you could argue whether it's conspiracy theory or not. You know, when she started attacking Washington, all of a sudden they're dropping subpoenas on him. So, and I believe me, I know how frightening that is because I sit on the other side of the table from people who are getting those subpoenas dropped on them. Look what, imagine how Puffy Combs P. Diddy is feeling right now. But I'm the kind of person who's always trying to make something good out of something horrible. And it's absolutely horrible that a police officer got shot. It was absolutely, and it's not in the same caliber, but it was actually horrible that two cops, that anyone thought about raising their hands to a police officer. Just like kids today who think about raising their hands to their parents. It's horrible. But you got to figure out a way to make something positive out of it. So I would use this right now when the wounds are open and raw. And no one could really push back. It's the next couple of days, there's going to be wakes, there's going to be funerals. How does Hastings, how does Cousins say, oh, it's no big deal. It's everything is good the way they are. When God, you know, there's going to be right in front of my office, right in front of my, who knows what the Easter holiday, when they're going to plan a funeral. But there's all of Fifth Avenue right beneath me will be all blocked off. There'll be helicopters. There'll be police officers from all over the country. What is Stuart Cousins going to say? Man, it's no big deal. We don't really need to change the bail laws. Now, the same day yesterday that the same time, more or less, I saw an announcement that they were putting 800 new police officers in the subway. I don't know if they're taking them off the streets. I'm supposed to maybe even see Chief Chell maybe or definitely talk to him. I feel so bad when I see him. I'm going to hug him because, look, he's the chief of patrol. This is his guy who went down. But you need to seize the moment. You know, there's a song in the Broadway show, Jekyll and Hyde. This is the moment. This is the time. This is the time when you step up. I think in Jekyll and Hyde, it was like the time he was going to actually put the needle in his arm and see if he turns in from Dr. Jekyll into Mr. Hyde. It is heartbreaking and scary what happened to the police officer. And because the passenger on the train and happened simultaneously, like, that's not getting the coverage. The poor conductor and engineer from that train, they had to be rushed to the hospital because of what they saw. Because apparently they saw the body going on the train right in front of them, and then they went underneath it, and it was just a horror scene. And this poor innocent dude. Like, we need to seize the moment. We need to seize the moment right now and use it. This is the moment. Nice pull there, Alex. This is it. Like, let's use this horrible, horrible, horrible tragedy with this little kid now is going to grow up without a heroic father and do something about it. And if Eric Adams can't do something, then we should do something about it. Talk to your assembly person. Talk to your senator. Write him a note. Write him a letter. Email him. Do something. And just be like, hey, this has got to stop. This is a beautiful city you guys are ruining. All right. We're going to come back with James Rosen. He's the chief White House correspondent from Newsmax, but he's a New Yorker. And we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about they got rid of the RNC chair who signed up at NBC News because why? Because she was going to offer a different point of view. So they hired her for a weekend. And all those people on NBC protested. Give me a break. How about some balance? How about some balance? All right. Obviously, we're a little fired up. Listen to this. This is the moment when all I've done, all of the dreaming, scheming, and screaming become one. This is the day. See it sparkle and shine when all I've lived for.
Hello, this is John Leventhal. I am a partner in the law firm of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens. I have been a lawyer for 43 years, including 13 years as a trial judge and 13 years as an appellate judge. I have presided over almost every kind of civil and criminal case, and I have seen litigants facing almost every legal problem you can imagine. What is the most important thing for a litigant to do? It is to obtain the right lawyer, someone with the ability to navigate you through the court system and achieve the best possible outcome. At Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, that is what we offer. When I was on the bench, Idala, Bertuna & Kamens earned the reputation of being the boutique law firm that fights passionately for their clients in the most professional manner in both civil and criminal cases. I am proud to be a member of the Idala, Bertuna & Kamens law firm, where our lawyers will give you the powerful representation you all deserve.
let's talk about our good friends at Bay Ridge Honda. Rob Sabah has been at Bay Ridge Honda, well, since when he was in the womb. The Sabah family owned and operated Honda dealer for over 60 years, serving all five boroughs. Since 1980, the Idala family has been purchasing cars from Bay Ridge Honda. I know my sister's mother-in-law, Julie, she just got a new Honda, a Honda Civic. So did Jacob, just got a new Honda Civic. They are beautiful cars. You can see the new Honda Accord out on the street. The lines on it are sensational. To kick off spring, Bay Ridge Honda is offering $0 deals all month long. That's right, zero down deals. On top of that, their APR rates are as low as 1.9%. No payments until summer of 2024. Bay Ridge Honda has the best prices around and will offer you top dollar for your trade-in. You name it, they have it. The brand new, all new Honda Civic, Honda HR-V, Honda CR-V, Accord, and Passport. They have them all ready for you to drive home. Every new vehicle comes with Bay Ridge Plus, with the Bay Ridge Plus package for all of your service maintenance needs. So visit Bay Ridge Honda, 4th Avenue and 88th Street in Brooklyn, New York, or online at BayRidgeHonda.com.
This is Joe Piscopo. The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. This week's medical minute features Dr. Meyer Patel of Jersey Shore University Medical Center.
How are parenteral nutrition patients managed at home? This requires a multidisciplinary team approach of collaboration and communication among healthcare providers, including a dietitian, pharmacist, nurse, and a physician. A dietitian performs comprehensive evaluation of a patient's nutritional needs based upon underlying medical conditions, body mass index, and monitors the patient's nutritional progress. The pharmacist makes highly specialized formula. Nurse will also draw blood in the patient's home.
This medical minute is sponsored by InfuCareRx, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCareRx. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Planning for your future is important. You know that. Are you and your family prepared? Are you and your family protected? The time to plan is now. Wills, trusts, power of attorneys, healthcare proxies, living wills, your overall estate plan. Let me tell you something. This is complicated stuff even for me. Attend a Connors and Sullivan free seminar and have all of your questions answered by Mike Connors himself. Wednesday, April 24th. At Conley's Corner on Grand Avenue in Maspeth, Queens at 3 and 7 p.m. Thursday, April 25th at Don Roberto's, Forest Avenue, Staten Island, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Friday, April 26th, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard, Bayside, Queens at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Monday, April 29th at the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue, Brooklyn at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 30th at Buckley's Restaurant in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. If you can't make any of these free seminars, call Connors and Sullivan today at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment. That's 718-238-6500. And remember what Mike Connors always says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way.
All right, welcome back to the Arthur Idala Power Hour. It is 6:20 here in New York City. It's kind of a decent day out. But hearts are heavy with what happened to the police officer, what happened to the poor civilian being pushed on the train, and this cargo ship to wake up to that this morning, and these poor people going to work, driving to work, the guys working on the bridge. James Rosen is here. He is the White House correspondent for Newsmax. He has been in the industry quite some time. Welcome back to the show, James. How are you, sir?
Great to be back with you, my friend.
You know, your heart is in New York, even though you're down in Washington, D.C. How do you process a police officer getting killed?
You know, you don't. You don't process it. You probably just have the luxury, which his family does not have, of turning your attention to your everyday life. But when you stop and you think about the horror of something like this, and I saw the picture, I think, of his child, you know, there is no processing it. It's just the human system recoils from it.
It's amazing. And I don't think that this is just a reaction that I have, but unfortunately, you know, we hear a lot about death in society now more than ever with social media and the 24-hour news cycle. But there's something when you hear a police officer getting killed that is, it's just different.
Look, these are people who put their lives on the line every day. And when this happens, it is a, you know, we hear it called a tragedy, but in fact, it's a murder, right? You know, a tragedy can encompass a lot of things. We hear sometimes terrorist attacks, such as the one that took place outside of Moscow recently, a tragedy. That's an atrocity. What else to say about it except that, of course, our hearts go out to the officer's family and to all of his colleagues who have to suit up for the next day and brave that danger again.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. You know, where my office sits right here on 45th and 5th, you know, 5th Avenue will be lined up. Typically, they have these, not always, but they have these funerals at St. Patrick's Cathedral in Manhattan. And we see the whole thing, and it's just, you know, it just rips your heart out. And yes, there is a, I believe, 1.5-year-old child. And, you know, you get angry. And, you know, we could tie this into what James Rosen does. Down in the White House, you know, Eric Adams has complained that he has not gotten the support from Washington, whether it be from Chuck Schumer in the Senate, whether it be from Hakeem Jeffries in Congress or Biden in the White House, all Democrats, two of the three people from Brooklyn, like Eric Adams, the former Brooklyn Borough president. You know, what I said, James, is that the mayor should use this as an opportunity to go back and knock on those doors and say, listen, I need X amount of dollars. I need money to hire 5,000 more cops and give them raises. And we need to secure this city, which is a, if not the primary city, one of the primary cities in the United States of America. Am I like out of my mind, or is that something that, that should be at least in the conversation, James Rosen?
Well, certainly as a New Yorker, you would hope that the Democratic mayor of the city has, open lines of communication to the Democrats who run the White House and the Senate, and to the minority leader in the House. Eric Adams's relationship with official Washington, we might say, seems to me to have been strained over the past year or so, particularly as the migrant crisis at the southern border has worsened and has come to affect a lot of cities that are not traditionally thought of as border towns, such as New York City and Chicago and others. Both Mayor Adams and Governor Hochul have been critical of the Biden administration for not doing more at the border and how it's starting to impact the Empire State and the Big Apple. So if Eric Adams were to call up the president or Chuck Schumer and say, get me more resources, it's not entirely clear to me, given the current state of his relationship with these people, how it would be viewed.
So does that, and now I'm going to be very naive, right? Because, or maybe idealist would be a better word. If I'm the president of the United States, I don't care if you're, you know, Ronald Reagan or Bill Clinton. My job, I would like to think, is to make my country the best that it could be. And obviously, I have no objectivity because I'm a New Yorker. But let's face it, New York is a big piece of the American puzzle. And I would like to think I would be selfless enough to put politics aside and say, OK, we're handing out trillions of dollars around the planet. But right here at home, on one of our main family members, New York, needs some help. So let's write out a little bit of a check to them. Is it that do presidents think, well, I'm up for re-election. I know I'm going to win New York. There's no way that's going for Trump. So I don't really need to take Eric Adams' call. Like, I know you don't know the answer to this, but having covered the White House for decades now, James Rosen, what goes into the politics of this?
Well, again, I don't think that the White House views Eric Adams as an enemy per se, but he has been forward leaning in his criticism of the administration on the southwest border and its impacts on New York City. Look what we saw overnight in Baltimore, right, where you had this cargo ship crash into the support stanchion of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and bring the entire bridge down, right? A catastrophe. And of course, something that poses major challenges for supply chains and for the Port of Baltimore, which is one of the busiest in the country. President Biden appeared in the Roosevelt Room in the White House today to give remarks about this, and he vowed that the federal government will pay 100% of the costs associated with rebuilding the Key Bridge and reopening the Port of Baltimore. And when he was asked by a reporter, well, there was a ship that appears to be at fault here, shouldn't the shipping company be held liable? And the president, in essence, said, we can't wait for that. So we're going to spend the money. And he said, I expect that the Congress will help me make this a reality. Now, here's a president who has had a lot of difficulty getting out of the Congress the funding he wants for Ukraine, the funding he wants for the southern border, for that matter. So it's not at all clear that he'll get this cooperation from the Congress. But to your point, you're asking about shouldn't the White House be favorably disposed toward the provision of more federal funding to help with crime in New York City? And now he has just, the president has just obligated the federal government to foot the bill for the rebuilding of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, a project that's going to take billions of dollars and probably 10 years before we see a bridge open up on that spot, at least, the way these things work. So it's not clear to me that President Biden would regard that kind of plea from Mayor Adams as one that he should prioritize.
Well, by the way, I'm not minimizing that tragedy. And I'm not minimizing the fact that, look, what I think should happen is they, okay, fine, we lay out the money. Because it'll take too long, but I think the federal government should still sue the insurance company because these guys pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for this type of insurance, so it goes both ways. I know for
by
a fact
the way, there just right there, Arthur, was the sign of a lawyer's lawyer. You didn't talk about suing the shipping company, which is what most laymen would think. Well, we'll sue the company that owns the ship. No. You sue the insurance company. Well, that's a lawyer's lawyer right there.
Well, well, that's what happens, James. You know, I mean, I know for a fact that Eric Adams has hit some major roadblocks in Washington. And, you know, I've confronted him personally. I'm like, you know Hakeem Jeffries forever and you know Schumer forever. And but I think they all just look out for their own backside. And that's what bothers me. You know, people... And I'll say this with all humility, have spoken to me about running for mayor of the city of New York. And people who have said it to me are people I have a tremendous amount of respect for in that world of politics. And I said, well, first of all, I would never be elected because of kind of who I am. But if I did run, I would run as a commitment that I'm only going to be the mayor for one term. And I'm going to do whatever I think is the right thing to do. And I don't care who I piss off. But it just seems like everyone...
Here's the problem with that, go ahead, Arthur. If you were to commit to a single term, you effectively make yourself a what's the expression?
A lame duck?
Not a sitting duck, but a lame duck.
A lame duck.
Immediately after you take the oath, because you've now served notice upon rivals, adversaries in the political system there that you're not going to be around for more than 4 years. So if they want, they can simply wait you out. So the threat of reelection has to be wielded for any incumbent to actually be able to get anything done effectively.
But I feel, okay, point taken, valid point, but I feel that politicians make decisions based on their own future as opposed to the future of society, and that's what bothers me. You know, when I hear the music that Alex is playing, we're going to be lucky enough to have James Rosen come back for another segment. A third party candidate has announced their vice presidential pick. That's the first one in the swimming pool. So we'll talk about the effects that maybe a third party candidate can have on the presidential election. Don't go away. We'll come back with James Rosen. He is the chief White House correspondent for Newsmax. We'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best, period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Let's talk about our friends at Esko. Whether you're an owner of one machine or have a fleet of hundreds, Esko Truck and Equipment can help with all of your equipment needs, whether it be purchase, lease, or rent. The right machine to improve your business, Esko has it. Esko provides a full line of link belt excavators, light equipment from Dynapac and Chicago Pneumatic, or handheld power tools from Steel. Esko parts can stock an extensive inventory and retrieve parts quickly to minimize your downtime. If you break down in the field and need a part, Esko certified technicians will come to you on site to get you back to work quickly. Esko is there for you every step of the way with regular maintenance, inspection, service, and repair, serving New York and New Jersey. Call Joe Eugenio at 718-504-2600. That's 718-504-2600. Or go online to EskoEquipment.com. That's E-S-S-C-O Equipment.com. And remember, Esko Truck and Equipment is a DeFazio company.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the Civil Litigation Division of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, the preeminent New York litigation law firm. Have you been injured in a construction site accident? Have you fallen from a scaffold, ladder, or height while on the work site? If the answer is yes, then you may be entitled to significant monetary compensation for your injuries. In most cases, the law in New York favors you as the plaintiff if injured in a fall while working on someone else's property. It is important you speak to an attorney right away to make sure your rights are protected. Myself and our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you deserve. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. If you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call Idala, Bertuna & Kamens at 212-486-0011, 212-486-0011, or visit us at idalalaw.com. Idala, Bertuna, and Kamens, fighting for justice, fighting for you.
Plaza College, Plaza College, Plaza College. That is the college that can change your life. You've heard me talking about this for over a year now. I got so excited after I went there and actually saw their facility. It is unbelievable. There are all different schools of study over there, from the dental program to the nursing program. But of course, I always focus on their court reporting program, because that is an occupation that could really, really change your life. I mean, all those occupations can change your life. But I know, being in these high-profile cases and these nerve-wracking cases, what an important piece of the puzzle a court reporter is. Even today, I was up in the Bronx on a homicide case. First thing I do is I go over, I say hello to the court reporter, give my business card, make nicey-nicey with them, because they have so much power. The court reporting trainee position allows new court reporters to enter the court system, making an annual salary upwards of $75,000, with an additional $4,600 in location pay if you live in New York City or Nassau or Suffolk counties. To qualify for that position, you don't need any working experience as a court reporter. You just have to graduate from an approved court reporting institution and write at 225 words per minute. Well, take a guess what the approved court reporting institution is. That's right, Plaza College. If you're not sure if court reporting is right for you, you could test drive the program through Plaza's free virtual A to Z program. For more information, email info@plazacollege.edu. That's info@plazacollege.edu.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
We're back to the Arthur Idala Power Hour with New York City's preeminent trial attorney and quintessential New Yorker, attorney Arthur Idala. Dream on, dream
on, dream on, dream on. Is this, we're playing this for our next guest, Alex? Is that what we're doing?
We are playing this because it's Steven Tyler's birthday today.
Oh, thank you very much. All right, we're back with James Rosen. He is the chief White House correspondent for Newsmax. You know, before I talk about Robert F. Kennedy and his vice presidential pick, again, James Rosen, just clear this up for me. Kirsten Gillibrand, who is our senator here, she's the junior senator behind Chuck Schumer, but she is running for re-election. Now, apparently, you know, everyone thinks she's going to win. Again, with all humility, I was asked by a prominent Republican figure in the state of New York about whether I would be considered running against her on the Republican line because she's not really known like the way Schumer is and even the way Hakeem Jeffries is. But isn't this an opportunity for her, with a police officer who gets killed, to step up and say, "Hi, I'm Senator Gillibrand, and I just handed Eric Adams a check for $500 million to bring in X amount of more police or technology, et cetera"? Or does she just not have that kind of clout being the junior person, even though she's been there for quite some time?
I don't think any member of Congress is in a position to just call up any mayor and say, "Here's a check for X amount." This money has to be appropriated through the entire Congress.
She can put on a good show, can't she? Like say I'm submitting a bill to add more police or something along those lines.
And I can't say as I sit here that her office hasn't issued any kind of statement on the slaying of this officer. But let's go to the heart of the matter. The Democratic Party today has drifted far to the left, just as the Republican Party has drifted far to the right. The Democratic Party is not a law and order party. It is not a party that generally speaking, sees fit to attach itself to law enforcement. That's just the way it is. And you know, I don't know that Senator Gillibrand is going to face a primary. I think she declared her candidacy for the primary, which is later in June of this year. But in primary settings in particular, it is the most kind of ideologically driven members of the party who have the most influence. But that's why, for example, Nikki Haley is not the Republican presidential nominee in 2024. She will not be, even though she might have a better chance of winning the general election than former President Trump. So, I would say to the extent that Senator Gillibrand is not rushing to associate herself with law enforcement in this moment may reflect the drift of the Democratic Party ever leftward.
Well, it doesn't, you know. Alan Dershowitz wrote a great book about how America is basically a centrist nation. If you like interview citizens one-on-one, and how, you know, we've lost our way with this primary system for the far right and to the far left. Someone who's trying to come down the middle is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And today he announced that Nicole Shanahan, who's an entrepreneur and an attorney, as his vice presidential pick. We're on the phone with James Rosen, a White House correspondent. He's been down in Washington for decades. What do you have to say about this, James?
Well, it's smart politics, I think, on the part of Mr. Kennedy to want to distinguish himself early on from Mr. Biden and Trump by identifying a running mate. Of course, President Biden has Vice President Harris and identified her as his reelection running mate years ago. But it's coming at a moment where RFK needed another jolt of attention, perhaps, and the fundraising that goes with that. And so it makes some sense. He'll appeal to some women, I imagine, because Nicole Shanahan brings that to the ticket. She is a lawyer. Lawyers, as you know, are not necessarily the most popular folks when we poll the citizenry. But I believe her husband, what is the founder of Google? Is that right? Or the former president of Google?
Google co-founder.
Jr. has co-founder. Sergey Brin. One problem that RFK Jr. has, and which Mr. Brin and Ms. Shanahan would be in a position to help him with, is getting the ticket on the ballot in all 50 states. You know, right now he's not on the ballot in all that many places. I think Colorado. So certainly the Google wealth on top of which that couple sits could be of use to the ticket in that sense. You know, there is a real question of which of the two candidates in Mr. Biden or Mr. Trump that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. would hurt more.
Well, that's what I want. Hold on. You got to wait. Don't bury the lead here. That's why I have James Rosen on. Okay, you've been down there. You have your fingers on the pulse. That's the question everybody wants to know. I know it's March and there's a long time to go, but what does James Rosen, the chief White House correspondent for Newsmax, have to say about who does Kennedy help and who does he hurt?
There's no question that with his campaign against vaccines and some other positions of his, that people who ordinarily would be inclined to support Donald Trump would also find themselves comfortable, at least in some respects, with RFK Jr. The truth, though, is that Donald Trump excites extraordinary loyalty amongst his base. And so if you are tempted to vote for RFK Jr. because you like some of what he does, and that could actually be the basis for you voting for RFK Jr., defecting from one of the others, it's more likely that you're a Democrat, because the Trump base wants Donald Trump. They want him to have a rematch against Joe Biden. They want to see him prevail in all of these legal problems that he has. And as he famously said, he could shoot somebody. I'll do the impersonation. I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue. They'd still support me. Okay? And I think that's true. And so I think RFK Jr. is probably a greater threat to siphon voters off of the Biden-Harris ticket than he is the Trump ticket.
So let me just, Joan, my producer, who you know, just sent this to me. A friend of hers is the funeral director who's doing police officer Diller, and I'm sure he's going to be promoted to detective's funeral. And he met with the funeral director, met with the widow and the head of the department this morning. And while she was in his office, the PBA president, who was also there, Pat Hendry, said to the funeral director, "Excuse me, she has to take this call." And it was President Trump expressing his condolences. And a few minutes after, Frank Sylla, who I support, the head of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, called her to make sure she knows that Tunnel to Towers will be paying off her mortgage and be helping her with other financial matters that she may be facing there. I think you know about Tunnel to Towers. That was Frank Sylla's brother. Stephen was, on 9/11, he ran through from Brooklyn to Manhattan with all his firefighter gear on, and he was killed at the towers. And that is literally one of the greatest charities ever to exist on the planet Earth, and I don't say that lightly.
Well, I'm sure it puts the widow's mind at ease to some extent to know that the financial exigencies associated with raising that very little child and carrying on with her own future will be taken care of. But as you know, Arthur, there's nothing that's going to bring her husband back, and there's nothing that's ever going to make that grief, that sense of loss, any less, really.
James, as I sit here on my desk, I'm looking at a shield, a replica of a shield, and it's the shield of Detective Rafael Ramos. When he was killed, my office volunteered to set up his foundation, and I've been very close with his wife, Maritza, and her two sons. Tunnel to Towers, forget about what they did. They redesigned their whole house and did some wonderful things. I'm going to steal an extra minute for you here on my segment. As long as you can tell me, you can talk about this, James Rosen. In the world of media, I view you, and most do, as a journalist, down the middle kind of guy. NBC has just announced that they dropped the former RNC chief, Rhona McDaniel, after 4 days at NBC because her co-host didn't like the fact that, she was there and she represented, I guess, a counter view. You allowed to give a comment about that?
Well, it's an extraordinary development insofar as what we saw here was a number of employees, albeit very powerful and well-known ones, from Chuck Todd and to Rachel Maddow to Joe and Mika, even Nicole Wallace, we saw them, in essence, revolt and take their case to the very airwaves where they are employed by management and protest this hiring of Rhona McDaniel. For $300,000 a year is the reported figure I saw, as a contributor, as a commentator and analyst for NBC and MSNBC. And it's just rare that you see management capitulate to employment to labor in this in the way we saw here. These are not obviously ordinary employees. These are people with large platforms and who are gifted at dealing with the media because they are the media. Still, I guess we're obligated to point out the chief argument raised by the on-air talent who rebelled here, and that is that they don't mind somebody who supported Donald Trump being made a contributor. They don't mind someone who worked for the Republican Party being made a contributor. They mind Rona McDaniel because they identify her as having taken part in efforts to deny and potentially overturn the 2020 election, and as someone who has, in their view, vengefully gone after MSNBC and NBC journalists, and who should not be graced with the credibility that those networks carry by virtue of employment there. In any case, I suspect, I think I can safely say, we haven't heard the last of Rona McDaniel.
James Rosen, there was a gentleman by the name of Roger Ailes who ran the Fox News Channel. Could you imagine if he made a hire? Could you imagine Shepard Smith or Sean Hannity or Megyn Kelly on air complaining about the person Roger Ailes hired?
Yeah, it would have gone very differently, I think.
They would have gotten put over his knee and spanked like they were little kids. I mean, there was one rule at Fox News.
Show the door.
Yeah, exactly. You do not, you know, you don't shoot underneath the tent. Well, I appreciate you having on, James. I mean, we had some serious topics we had to cover today. It really is breaking my heart. By the way, Alex did pull up the statement from Senator Gillibrand. I'm deeply heartbroken by the loss of Officer Jonathan Diller, and my heart goes out to his wife, young child, and all of his family and loved ones. Officer Diller's service will never be forgotten, and the entire state of New York will keep him in our prayers. So that was
well,
the generic.
I'm glad you did that. It's good that the listeners should know that she did put out a statement, and that was something I held out as possible. So
yeah, she put it out. I mean, you know, everyone here, James, we want a little bit more. We need a little bit more than lip service from everyone, the mayor, the governor, the senators, the assembly, the city council. It's a great city. It's the greatest city in the world, if I may say so, but we need some help. James Rosen, you're helping by educate the many, many, many listeners we have here at AM 970 The Answer on the Arthur Idala Power Hour. Thank you so much for your valuable time.
Thank you, Arthur.
All right, folks, we're going to take one more quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Actual results may vary. Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
All right, let's talk one more time about our friends at Bay Ridge Honda on 88th Street and 4th Avenue in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. You can check out all their wide selection of new cars and used cars at BayRidgeHonda.com. Rob Sabah is behind the wheel at Bay Ridge Honda. It is the Sabah family-owned and operated Honda dealer for over 60 years, serving all five boroughs. How do you maintain 60 years of loyalty? You do a great job. On top of the zero-down deals, this spring, they have 1.9% interest rates. That is really, really low. Just look it up and see how low that really is compared to other places. No payments until summer of 2024. 90 days of no payments. They have the best prices around and offer you top dollar for your trade-in. You name it, they have it. Brand new Hondas like the all-new Honda Civic, Honda HR-V, Honda CR-V, the Accord, and the Passport. Bay Ridge Honda has them all, serving all five boroughs. Visit them at BayRidgeHonda.com or on 88th Street and 4th Avenue in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Brandon Tatum.
Tonight at 8
on AM 970. The Answer.
Well, last night was really fun. I mean, it was kind of ruined immediately thereafter when we got this news about the police officer. At the time, he was only shot and then he passed away. But I do want to give some thank yous out to what a great, great time I had on Restaurant Row with all of those great restaurants. I'm glad I barely ate lunch yesterday because they sent us so much food. And I will tell you, I have a now have a co-host who has really grown into the role. Besides being a spectacular police officer rising to the level of inspector, besides being the head, the leader of the Times Square Alliance, he's now a radio co-host. His name is Tom Harris. Hello, Tom. How are you, sir?
Hello, Arthur. Thank you very much for having me. It was a great night last night, and condolences to the family of the police officer. Horrible, horrible news.
Well, condolences to you too, my friend. I know, you know, you guys are all one big family, whether you're retired or, you know, you're still on the job, and it, you know, it really breaks my heart. If you got a little bit of good news for me, some ray of sunshine we could pour into the end of the show tonight?
Sure. So we are about to be mesmerized by a surprise performance by Shakira in Times Square. She is going to be on the stage at TSX. So for all the listeners who are close to Times Square, come by the Broadway plazas between 46th and 47th. And at about 7:15, Shakira is going to come out, perform a couple of songs, and should entertain the crowds. And it just goes to show you that there's always something happening in Times Square. And sometimes it's little things like pop-up performance, and sometimes it's a really big A-list talent like Shakira. And I am joined here in Times Square by the famous Matt Sambolin, who is here to enjoy the concert.
Oh, that's where he is tonight while Alex is doing his job. Well, Tom, real quick before I leave you, I had lunch today with a very prestigious journalist in New York. He's been here for a long time, and he works, I think he works down like in the 20s or the teens. And what he noticed when he went to lunch, he goes, you know, I got to tell you, between Rockefeller Center and Times Square, he goes, this area is really back. It's really bustling more than other areas in the city that I've seen. So, Tom, thank you for all you do, because I know you work tirelessly to make this neighborhood very, very special. And because I'm on your side of the street, not Fred Cirillo's side of the street, I'm part of the Times Square Alliance, not the Grand Central Partnership. So I appreciate your hard work.
And I appreciate everything you do to get the word out that this is the greatest city in the world, and we need to fight to keep it that way.
All right. I want to thank you, Tom, and enjoy the show. Anyone who's around, go check it out. Just go to Times Square. Ask for Tom Harris. They'll point you in the right direction.
Exactly.
All right, Tom. Have a great night. I hope you guys, everyone, stay safe and enjoy the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys.
All right. Real quick before we go, it is 6:54, almost 6:55 on a Tuesday night here in New York City. I do want to wish a special happy birthday to someone who turned 70 years old today. He is a very special New Yorker. Maybe he's a little bit of an acquired taste, but I know him as well off the air as I do on the air. And my mother's going to get mad at me for doing this because he sometimes can be a little disrespectful. But today, because I remember him as a little boy almost. I was in high school listening to Angels in the Morning.
So Curtis, was I. Yep.
Curtis and Lisa Sliwa. Today is Curtis Sliwa's 70th birthday. And he is part of New York. You know, whether you like it or you don't like it, he is part of New York. He likes to give me a hard time on the radio. But I know there's a part of him who's like, Idala, I'm making you a household name. I'm talking about you on the number one, blah, 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 blah. He has an encyclopedic knowledge of the city of New York. He remembers cases that I've had literally 20 years ago, 25 years ago. He remembers details that when he refreshes my recollection, I remember them. But off the top of my head, I don't think I would. You know, he loves to tell us how horrible this one is or that one is. But as a radio talk show host, he is very entertaining. People who can't stand him can't turn the radio off and listen to him. And people who love him can't turn the radio off and listen to him. He's a special guy. He's very interesting. He can be real nasty sometimes, but he's also someone who I've seen literally get on his hands and knees and talk to very sick homeless people on the street and ask them, you know, hey, buddy, how'd you get here? And what can we do to help you? So I am being the bigger person here. And I am wishing Curtis Sliwa a happy 70th birthday. He does not look like he's 70 years old. I certainly wouldn't tangle with him. But when he's off the air, he's a very different person. He's kind of quiet and cerebral, thoughtful. And has some very interesting opinions. And as I said, he's willing to share his encyclopedic knowledge with you. So Curtis, from, as you call me, the Eric Adams apologist, but from Bay Ridge, Brooklyn, and be nice to my mother, Curtis. Be respectful to my mother. Otherwise, we're going to have a real problem. Happy birthday, Curtis Sliwa. Alex, thank you for filling in. You did a great job last night when we were in the field, and you did a great job tonight.
And, you know, Curtis gave me my start in radio, so 11 years later, here we are, you know? So it's all full circle, Arthur.
All right. Sam Boland's out in Times Square. It was a great Tuesday night. We'll be back tomorrow, live and local, on the Arthur Idala Power Hour.
The Arthur Idala Power Hour is sponsored by Idala, Bertuna, and Kamins PC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.